I've had that dream a thousand times. I've had that dream a thousand times. And welcome to Melisma Radio Hour. We are back this year with a brand new semester of programming for you guys from Melisma, Tufts Journal of Music. I'm Ross.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Rebecca.
Rebecca's back with us. She graduated last year, and in her last year at Tufts, she helmed Melisma Magazine. And you were just listening to A Thousand Times by Hamilton Lighthouser, frontman of the former band The Walkmen from Philly, and his collaboration with Rostam, the keyboardist from Vampire Weekend.
Oh my gosh, Jordan, I missed your Ira Glass voice so much this past
semester. Is this an Ira Glass voice?
Remember, let's take it back a year. And when we started this, you were like, wow, Rebecca's back from Paris. And now, okay, Rebecca's back in New York, and Jordan's back from Paris. Talk about it.
Wow, we're back together. It sounds like it's time for a love
and
song.
And Ross never left.
A love song, you say?
A love song by Perfume Genius. This is a new cover by Perfume Genius coming out.
What a transition.
All right. Whoosh. Jordan, what was that?
We were just listening to Cry by Carly Rae Jepsen. That was off the B-sides to her album last year, Emotion. The B-sides just released. And, you know, frankly, I think some of them are better than tracks on Emotion. There's a, you know, a real 80s groove to it. It feels, more similar to the Porches album that came out in March than it does to kind of the pop-heavy stuff that, you know, Jepsen's known for doing.
It's really cool. And then before that, we were listening to a Perfume Genius cover, Can't Help Falling in Love.
It's just a single, but really good. I think Perfume Genius brings, you know, the kind of queer pop sound that's, you know, veers on experimental to this kind of classic love song. It's a really beautiful track, in my opinion.
I agree. Well, we've got a lot of great new music. The next artist coming up actually played a show in Boston two nights ago at the Sinclair. And apparently his new stuff sounds way better live than it does recording. So we're going to play recording.
Apologies.
Oops.
Can't you tell? Wanna hold you now, you say so. and trapped by rodents. Potent, we smoking, I leave you choking. Hoping you focus so dogs take notice. For a flashlight when you're off like roaches. Hopping up roaches with corn for focus. Nose longer saw me by Michael Bolton. Lightning bolts rip through your torso. Raining blood after that thunder. Mama crying, children wonder. But this is the life that we all succumb to. Make a nigga wanna go and cut his phone off. Cop kill a nigga everyday like protocol. Watch the TV, turn on the news. Make a nigga feel like he listen to blues. In the hood with that arm and hammer. Getting them pampers for baby mama. Hook flicked us, we in the slammer. Now your baby raised by another man, bruh. Cure for cancer, cure for AIDS. Make a nigga wanna stay on tour for days. Everywhere you go, gotta keep that too. Cause you don't wanna end up happening to you. So everywhere you go, gotta keep that too. Cause you don't wanna end up happening to you.
Track was Today off of Danny Brown's new album Atrocity Exhibition. And you know what else is today, since it is Sunday, October 2nd? Residents, neighbors, and friends are invited to celebrate the 14th annual Community Day at Tufts University from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, October 2nd. That is today.
Woo, we already saw them outside. There is popcorn and condiments and tables and
I love condiments. The event will take place in the Academic Quad at Tufts' Medford and Somerville campus and is co-sponsored by the two cities. Highlights of the day include music and dance performances by student groups,
pumpkin decorating,
pumpkin painting, crafts, face painting, and other activities for children, plus complimentary lunch and refreshments. Community Day is free and open to the public. All events are handicapped accessible and free parking is available. Events including lunch will take place on the main academic quad at the top of the hill by Goddard Chapel, Ballou Hall, and the Statue of Jumbo. Community Day will be held rain or shine. It looks like rain today.
Well, it's not too bad. I mean, get out there. It's going to be a great time. Free food.
Misty, but we love mist.
For more information, just search the web for Tufts Community Day. Yeah, no, it'd be cool if people came to that because...
We're going to be there.
I'll probably be there for the food.
We'll do a live podcast.
Yes.
Anyway, got a bunch of great new music coming up.
Snapchat.
Starting with Sampha.
They cover their heads. I can't see their faces. I can't see. And they knew me. Looks well my hair. My heart was something drumming. No need to take from me. Don't throw
heavy breathing. Felt so much more than dreaming. I get up, they're at the edge of my bed.
Flickering.
That was Serpent with Feet. It's kind of electronic gospel in a sense.
Yeah.
And actually, Jordan and Rebecca have seen Serpent with Feet. Where did you guys see him?
Yeah, there was this really neat kind of show in what was in Queens, actually.
Yeah,
it was in this warehouse where these artists had constructed a kind of a maze that was made up of kind of rope of different kind of neon colors.
And no, it wasn't neon colors. It was all white. It was the lights.
And the lights were neon, lights lighting up the maze. And in the center of this maze was, you know, kind of a table where DJs could play. And actually, Serpent with Feet played. Someone did music for him, and they sang.
It was a surprise.
It was a surprise performance. Cool. They played for maybe about 10 minutes, and it was really beautiful. It was kind of a very strange experience in this this like art installation that it's easy to get lost in this kind of, you know, tangle of people. And then suddenly Serpent with Feet comes out.
It was crazy. We went through that maze maybe 10 times. It never got old.
It was a great installation. Very few people there, weirdly, for such a cool thing.
Yeah. But once you got to the center of the maze, it was almost like a tiny dance floor. So that was always...
That was lit, packed, as they say.
But the place, the venue was so massive.
Yeah.
Who else did you see there?
Saw Suicide Year.
Yeah, Suicide Year closed the night. And
Ezra Marcus.
Yep.
He's the organizer. He played some jams.
Yeah, mostly DJs. I think Serpent with Feet was the only person there to perform any music live, so to speak.
Yeah, it was really exciting and fun.
That is very cool.
And right. Everyone there wore chokers and platform shoes.
That's Queens, gentlemen.
That's Queens.
That's like Bushwick, but, you know.
All right, coming up here is a track from a band that I did not know up until this week. Still don't really know that much about them, but they're called Soft Hair, and this track I really, really like.
Lying has to stop. If I told you lying. fun, baby.
If you're a liberal defeated crat and your idea of a good time is to sit back and shoot crack cocaine into your eyeball while listening to jam band music followed by death metal, followed by hip hop, followed by polka, followed by some ungodly classical music written by some European, y'all probably listen to WMFO in Medford because of the crack cocaine, y'all probably enjoy it.
Freeze!
So I suggest you mail a check to the trustees of Tufts College, WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Peace.
Side your favor.
have to grow.
That last track there was called 311215 by Shura. She came and played in Boston recently. Apparently it was quite good. Some new material from her, though. That was released just a couple of days back. And before that, you heard some new Bon Iver. Very acclaimed album release already. Jordan, what do you think of the album?
22 A Million is the new Bon Iver album, and it's a complete departure from like the acoustic guitar, Alone in the Woods, like sad boy Bon Iver aesthetic of Forever Ago, his first album, and also kind of a departure from everything he kind of put together and the directions he went in on the Bon Iver self-titled album. That said, is it a good album? I don't know. It's kind of dull in areas. He experiments with a lot of things, but it all ends up sounding kind of the same. So I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons to like it, but it is not, definitely not the best album of 2016.
I feel like it still has the Sad Boy in the Woods aesthetic. It's just Sad Boy in the Woods now with a synthesizer and a vocoder.
Yeah, and some saxophones and some broken samples. And he's making the same music.
Sad Boy in a post-apocalyptic concert hall.
Yeah, I really like that Shura song. I thought it was really pretty and didn't quite sound like the kind of 80s pop of her album that just came out, Nothing's Real. So that's a good song you just played. And I think next we're hearing a song that none of us have heard before. It's by the band Survive, who is responsible for the soundtrack to Netflix's Stranger Things TV show. And they just released this album. So we're going to give this a listen. We're going to see how Survive sounds when Netflix isn't giving them the money.
All right.